Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a sunrise intro in Ableton Live 12 that captures that old-school jungle and drum and bass emotion, but still stays tight enough to work in a proper club mix. The vibe we're aiming for is warm, nostalgic, a little melancholic, and slowly awakening. Think dawn light coming through a warehouse window. Not a huge peak time drop right away, but a gradual reveal of energy, groove, and bass identity. We're going to keep the intro DJ-friendly, too. That means clean phrasing, controlled low end, and arrangement choices that make the track easy to mix. So the goal here is not just atmosphere. It's atmosphere with purpose. First thing, decide your intro length before you even start writing. For this kind of DNB intro, 16 bars is nice and tight, while 32 bars gives you more room for a deeper emotional build. If you want a more journey-style sunrise intro, 32 bars can really breathe. If you want something that gets to the point, 16 bars is perfect. Set your tempo around 172 BPM. That sits right in the sweet spot for classic jungle and drum and bass energy. Then create three group tracks straight away: drums, bass, and atmos. This keeps things organized, and it makes it much easier to think in layers rather than just random sounds. That layering idea is important. Don't think only in terms of instruments. Think in energy roles. One layer for pulse, one for motion, one for emotional color, and one for transition cues. If two layers are doing the same job, simplify. That's how you keep the intro clear and powerful. Let's start with the bass identity. On your bass group, load Wavetable or Operator. For this intro, don't go for a massive modern Terrelt sound. Start with a tone that hints at movement. In Wavetable, a saw or a square leading wave works well. Keep unison low, maybe two voices, and don't overdo the detune. You want warmth, not width chaos. Put a low pass filter on it, and start the cutoff fairly low, around 150 to 300 Hz. Add a little resonance, but keep it subtle. Then give it just enough envelope movement so each note has a small pluck or opening shape. You're not trying to make the bass shout yet. You're teasing it. After Wavetable, add Saturator with a little drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, and turn soft clip on. That helps the tone feel more alive. Then use EQ8 to clean up the bottom. High pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz, and if the low mids feel boxy, make a small cut somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. Now write a simple bass motif. Keep it memorable and restrained. In jungle and old school DNB, less can absolutely be more. A good intro bassline might use just root note pulses, one or two tension notes, and an octave jump or two. Try a two-bar phrase where the first bar is sparse, and the second bar answers with a slightly higher note or a small rhythmic variation. A really useful trick here is to make the bass feel faster without actually adding more notes. Use shorter note tails, tighter envelopes, and subtle velocity accents. That gives urgency without crowding the grid. Now let's separate the sub from the character, because that low-end discipline is what keeps this working in a club. Duplicate the MIDI to a separate SUB track, or build it as its own layer. Use Operator with a sine wave, keep it mono, and keep it simple. The sub should anchor the tune, not compete with the atmosphere. In fact, it's usually better to keep the sub a little lower than you think at first. If you need more weight, don't immediately boost it. First, check the note choices and the arrangement density. Keep the sub mostly on the root notes or main anchor notes. Let the character layer do the melodic movement, while the sub just holds down the foundation. That's a classic DNB move, and it works especially well in sunrise intros where the mood is emotional but the low end still needs to stay disciplined. Next up, the drums. The intro needs breakbeat energy, but not a full wall of drums from the first bar. Bring in chopped break fragments, ideally something immense style or at least breakbeat inspired. You can load a break into simplers, slice it, and then remove clutter so the groove breathes. Think about the break as texture first, then rhythm. In the first few bars, it can be filtered and sparse. Add ghost notes, little snare taps, soft hats, and tiny percussion hits. Those details create that old-school shuffle breath that makes jungle feel alive. If the break feels too soft, use drum bus for a bit of glue. Add a little drive, maybe some crunch, and only a touch of transient emphasis if needed. Be careful with boom in the intro. Too much boom can muddy the whole dawn vibe. We want movement, not a bloated low end. Then put auto filter on the break bus, and automate it slowly open across the intro. Start with a fairly low cutoff, maybe somewhere between 300 Hz and 1.2 kHz depending on the texture, and gradually let more top end through as the intro evolves. That's one of the easiest ways to create the feeling of sunrise. The track doesn't just get louder, it gets clearer. Now we bring the drums and bass into conversation. This is where the intro starts sounding like a real tune, not just a loop. Use call and response. For example, in bars 1 to 4, let the bass only hint at the idea while the drums stay filtered and sparse. In bars 5 to 8, let the break answer more clearly and maybe add a slightly stronger bass phrase. In bars 9 to 12, introduce more syncopation or a second note. Then in bars 13 to 16, remove one filter layer and let the whole thing feel more open. A good DNB intro often feels like it's leaning forward. You can create that with tiny bits of rhythmic anticipation. A small bass stab before bar 1, 5, 9, or 13 can make the whole thing feel like it's already moving toward the next section. Even a little pickup on the last beat of a phrase can have a huge effect. Now let's add atmosphere, because this is where the sunrise emotion really comes from. On your Atmos group, build a soft pad, a sampled chord, a vinyl texture, or even a distant field recording. Use Ableton stock devices like Analog, Wave Eatable, Hybrid Reverb, Echo, and Auto Filter. The idea is to make the top end feel like it's waking up slowly while the bass stays grounded. A nice chain might be Auto Filter first, then Echo, then Hybrid Reverb, and finally EQ8. High pass the atmosphere around 200 to 400 Hz, so it doesn't crowd the bass. Keep the reverb dry slash wet moderate, maybe around 10 to 25%, and don't wash it out too much. For a sunrise intro, reverb should feel like distance, not fog. You can also make the atmosphere slightly brighter or wider over time. That contrast is powerful. The bass remains strict and low, while the top end gradually expands. That's the emotional shape of the intro. Now we automate. This is where the arrangement comes to life. Automate the bass filter cutoff, the reverb send, the delay send, the break filter, and the stereo width on the atmospheric layer. Keep the movement subtle. A small change can feel bigger than a wild sweep if the rest of the arrangement is restrained. For example, the bass filter might start around 150 to 250 Hz and open gradually toward 600 to 1200 Hz by the end of the intro. The reverb send can stay low at first, then rise a few dB near the handoff. The break filter can slowly open over 8 to 16 bars, and the atmosphere width can expand a bit, while the sub stays dead center and mono. That balance is the key to sunrise emotion. You're not just turning knobs for drama, you're creating a gradual emotional reveal. The music feels like dawn, because it becomes more open and more defined over time. A few extra coaching tips here. If you want the bass to feel more organic, resample it. Record the wave-eatable or operator phrase to audio, then slice it and maybe reverse a few tiny parts. That can add a classic sample-based old-school feel. If the break needs more glue, use clip gain before compression. Level the loud hits manually first, then compression becomes glue instead of damage control. If you want a little more underground bite, add subtle grit with saturator or overdrive on the bass character layer. Just a little goes a long way. And if you want the intro to feel more human, don't perfect every note. Let the groove breathe. A slightly broken response phrase can sound amazing in jungle. In fact, that unfinished feeling is often what gives sunrise intros their tension. Before you finish, do some mix checks. Flip the session to mono with utility and check the low end. Make sure the sub stays focused and doesn't wander. Listen for any harshness in the 2.5 to 5 kHz range on the breaks or atmosphere and tame it with EQ if needed. Also make sure the intro still works at low volume. That's a really good test. If the emotional arc reads quietly, the arrangement is probably strong. If it only sounds exciting loud, you may be relying too much on impact and not enough on phrasing. And finally, think about the handoff into the next section. The last 2 to 4 bars before the drop or groove should feel more focused, not more crowded. Sometimes the biggest impact comes from subtraction. Strip away one layer, simplify the harmonic content, and let the transition feel clean and intentional. So to recap, build the intro as a gradual reveal. Keep sub and bass character separate. Use chopped breaks and ghost notes to preserve the jungle feel. Automate filters and sends to create sunrise movement. And keep the phrasing DJ friendly, so it works in a real mix. If you get the balance right between emotion, groove, and low-end control, your sunrise intro will feel authentic, replayable, and ready to open a proper DNB set with style. Now go build it, and let that intro wake the room up.